The Ghana Education Service has sorting measures put in place after some initial leakage of some examination papers of the ongoing WASI. The exercise is now progressing without any hitch. According to the PRO of the GES, Reverend Jonathan Bette, the GES is closely monitoring the examination to ensure a smooth exercise.
From the beginning of the paper, as the school authorities went round to intensify the counselling and monitoring of the papers. As at now, the paper is still ongoing, and today, Wednesday, they are writing Chemistry 3, which is a practical paper. And by the close of the day, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., they'll finish up with the auto mechanic, and tomorrow morning, sharp, they'll be writing Government 2, which is an essay paper, and Government 1, objective, in the morning.
What reports have you been getting from the ground nationwide? Has the leakage thing stopped?
Well, the leakage, I can tell you, it has stopped. We haven't gathered any information as far as leakage is concerned. What we received previously from West Africa Examination Council is what is still pending the investigation. We've been told that the president ordered the BNI to investigate the issue. So those who were arrested to help in the investigation are still having that investigation being carried out.
On another issue, Reverend Jonathan Bette expressed worry over reports of some students in schools practicing occultism. He said although investigation by the GES on reports of occultism in schools has proved to be false, parents and teachers should be vigilant and report any trace of such practice. Reverend Bette spoke to George Ankara.
It has come to our notice. Yesterday, I met with the headmistress of the Wesley Girls. She narrated the story, which is far different from what is in the media domain. What the media and other people are reporting is not the issue that is happening in the school. The headmistress narrated the story by saying that a certain girl saw a book which was in circulation in her school, and the girl reported the issue to the chaplain of the school, and the chaplain also reported to the headmistress, and the headmistress called those final year students around. But the information that the public is battling with is that, as I'm talking to you, first and second year students are on recess, they are on holiday, they are not in their school. We don't know how they managed to get some photographs of first and second year students being practiced this. And in the school, according to the headmistress, occultic practice is not in the school. The book was in circulation, but not an association or a group that is formed in the school for such a practice.
So why would anybody want to come out with such a false report? What is happening with false reports?
That is what we're trying to avoid. We are trying to caution the media houses. Society has come to believe what is not supposed to be believed. And that is a confusion that we face in our community.
We have all attended secondary schools before. And even though we've been hearing snipers of occultism, it didn't come to us. Because if you don't learn, you cannot pass. How would you go to an examination hall, sit down there and be reading incantations, and then when they say stop work, then you think a written script will come on your paper? It doesn't work like that.
That is an alarming situation in our schools. We're trying to meet headmasters and headmistresses on these particular issues that are happening. I can't tell you that it's happening in all schools, but those schools that we have identified or we have received a report about that they are practicing occultism, we're trying to counsel the headmistress, head teachers to do their best in curbing this menace in our schools. Guidance and counseling coordinators are also up and doing. We ask them also to intensify their counseling techniques in the schools to stop this from happening. I want to appeal to our parents also to use their parenthood to counsel our children from the house. So before our children can be molded, be disciplined, it must begin from the home. And in our churches also, our clergy men must also intensify this in our churches. We must begin from Sunday school before the children grow up to become good citizens for our nation, Ghana. And in the schools also, teachers must also spend much time in the teaching and delivery of their lessons so that when the children get full information about whatever, they will not be anxious to be looking for whatever we call false materials and then or be going into occultism to look for answers to their problems.